Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu, and we're wrapping up another Packers victory, this time over the San Diego Chargers. Joined by Jamie Jors, our live blog director this morning. And I'm almost losing count of how many opponents the Packers have disposed of this season. It's really going to get tough when they start defeating the division opponents twice, as that's their next battle this upcoming Monday night. Monday Night Football this week. Going to have one extra day to get prepared for the Packers NFC North showdown against the division rival Minnesota Vikings. Shouldn't be too hard. I mean, I'm pretty poor at math, but you know, I'm going to be looking at the Packers now 8-0 record, hopefully 9-0 after this week, and trying to count on my fingers. Who have they defeated once and twice? I'm not good at math. Anyhow, we're talking about a Packers victory over the San Diego Chargers at 8:45 a.m. We'll be joined by Packers tight end Tom Crabtree to talk about the game. And if you want to participate in today's show, by all means, please tweet with the hashtags Railbird or the hashtags CheeseheadTV, and your comments will automatically show up on our live blog, or just feel free to comment away. Your comments are being approved this morning. So, let's look back at this game. The stars of the show. You had two big, big stars, in my opinion. You had, on the offensive side, quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who looked absolutely fantastic once again. When will he stop being fantastic? I don't know what the answer is. Is it going to take an injury for him to be normal? Come back down from his high elevated level of play that he's been at for the whole season? It really is just unbelievable what he's been doing this year. On the defensive side of the football, you've got safety Charlie Peppra. One of those guys who people just kind of take for granted a little bit. You know, he's not expected to be a star. And, you know, he comes up with these interceptions, and, you know, the first one is kind of being in the right place at the right time. You know, it came on a tipped pass from Desmond Bishop. And kudos to Desmond Bishop, by the way, for tipping that pass on a seam route to tight end Antonio Gates, who hurt the Packers several other times throughout the day. But, you know, there's something to be said for being in the right place at the right time for Charlie Peppra. And, you know, what might have been the most impressive is Charlie Peppra's 116 return yards. That's all on him. That's all on him. And, you know, one for a touchdown and a long return on the other. So, good job by Charlie Peppra. Probably the best game ever by him in a Packers uniform. He had the one clinching interception last year as well. Came late in the game in the fourth quarter. If anybody out there on the live blog wants to, feel free to tweet that in. What game was that? Was that against the Bears by chance? He had the fourth quarter interception late in the game, picking it off, kind of preserved the victory. It was a close game as well. But this one trumps that. He had two interceptions in the win over the Chargers, one for a touchdown. So this one's going down in history as Charlie Peppra's best game as a Packer. You can only hope he exceeds it. It's going to be hard, though. Going to be hard to exceed that performance. But yeah, so the defense has its issues yesterday. And one of the stories of the day is cornerback Charles Woodson's post-game interview, in which he basically said the Packers have to do more with Clay Matthews. You know, this coming from Charles Woodson, not a coach on the team, Charles Woodson. How do you feel about Charles Woodson speaking out like this? I'm not sure what to think of it exactly. You know, he hasn't been above criticizing the coaching staff and the front office before. Charles Woodson's very outspoken. He's had his issues with head coach Mike McCarthy in the past. That they've gotten over, and Charles Woodson has gone on to become one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. But it does concern me a little bit, seeing as Charles Woodson had arguably the poorest game of anybody on the team yesterday. You know, is it his place to speak out like that? You know, it's not his choice to decide what the Packers do with Clay Matthews. That is a choice for head coach Mike McCarthy, defensive coordinator Dom Capers, and position coach Kevin Green. I mean, those are the guys who are making the calls, you know, as far as the coaching hierarchy goes. You know, it's Charles Woodson is a respected member of the team. He's the postseason captain for the past 2 years the Packers have been in the playoffs. And, you know, everybody looks up to him. But he may have overstepped his boundaries a little bit here. You know, especially after not having a good game, getting beat for a touchdown, that first one of the game to Vincent Jackson, getting two penalties late in the game. Say what you will about the penalties. I thought one was maybe not deserved, but I thought the other one probably was. So, you know, it's when you have a poor game, you just kind of take your medicine and, you know, be happy the Packers won. Be positive. Jamie Jors on our live blog commenting, he's a leader, so I like him seeing where the team needs to step up, but I'm not sure about the public nature of it. Yeah, that's kind of, you know, getting down to the nuts and bolts of it, isn't it? You know, if things stay in-house, that's one thing. You certainly couldn't blame a player, especially, you couldn't blame any player, but especially one of Charles Woodson's stature, you know, simply bringing up his concerns to the coaching staff. Something like that. Does he have a valid point? Has Clay Matthews not been utilized properly this year? I thought going into the game, the Packers might use Clay Matthews on the right side of the defense a little bit more, where San Diego conceivably had a weakness with Marcus McNeil, their longtime left tackle, who's been good for years but really struggling this year. All the reports I've read is that he's struggling more than usual this year, perhaps age catching up to him a little bit, I don't know. And then the guy next to him, Pro Bowl left guard Chris Dielman, being injured. You know, so they had some issues on the left side of that Chargers offensive line, so I thought the Packers might move Clay Matthews over there a little bit more. I'm not sure if he did, it was sparingly. You know, pardon me if I missed, you know, the one or two times he may have been on the opposite side of the line or something like that. But he didn't line up over there. Should they have? Should they have moved him around? Should they have lined him up at inside linebacker to blitz as they do from time to time? Should they be running more stunts? I gotta say, every time I see Jarius Wynn run a stunt, he always loops so far back that it seems like it's not effective at all. which is, you know, a stark difference from the stunts the Packers were pulling with Cullen Jenkins and Clay Matthews a year ago. Clay Matthews is so good at knifing through the offensive line. So good. But anyhow, at 8:45 a.m., we're going to be talking to Packers tight end Tom Crabtree. So I'm going to put you on hold here for a minute. We're going to go to a short commercial break that, you know, don't be alarmed. The screen might look like it shows something like Packers versus Bears or something like that. It's for the purposes of our live broadcast. It's while I get Packers tight end Tom Crabtree on the line and we can talk about yesterday's win. So hang with us. We will be right back shortly here on Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. Hang on. Welcome back to Railbird Central here on CheeseheadTV.com, and we welcome Packers tight end Tom Crabtree. Tom, how are you? And might I add, congratulations yesterday on another win.
Well, thank you, and I'm doing pretty well.
Very good. The team is 8-0 this year. Can the confidence continue to grow, or is this team's confidence as big as it gets already?
No, I think we have plenty of room to improve, and you know, plenty of room for our confidence to grow. You know, every week we always break down the film, and there's always a lot of corrections and a lot of improvement across the board. So we're definitely not satisfied. I know everybody's pretty pretty picky about our fundamentals and all that. So we have plenty of room to improve.
45 points on Sunday. The offense is starting to enter some pretty rare territory. How many points can fans expect the team to score each game?
You know, you never really know going into the game. You have an idea, or you have goals that you'd like to meet. But you know, when this offense gets rolling and you know, we don't stop ourselves, I think that's the key. Really, there's the sky's the limit, I guess.
It became a close game yesterday after the Packers led by 21 points. When the Chargers recovered that onside kick, were you prepared for it?
I'm sorry, what was that?
When the Chargers recovered that onside kick, were you prepared for that possibility?
Oh, right. You know, they have a very explosive offense, and you got to be ready for anything. You know, you can never be comfortable with even a 21-point lead. You can never be comfortable with that. Just the way this league is and the way, you know, just how good the teams are. So, you know, you're hoping that doesn't happen. But, you know, it's a possibility. You got to be ready for it. And, you know, we were able to hold off their charge there at the end.
Pardon me for not noticing, but, you know, I think you're on the kickoff return team, Tom, but are you on the hands team as well?
Yeah.
And was that tough, you know, when they did the onside kick? Were you prepared for them kicking it to you?
What we had to do on their onside kick, we adjusted from our regular return. So we adjusted, we expected it, and, you know, the ball just didn't bounce our way, but we were prepared for it. It just didn't work out.
We're joined by Packers tight end Tom Crabtree here on Railbird Central. And Tom, the Packers won the turnover battle on Sunday and have done so many times this year. How much is ball security stressed from Mike McCarthy to Joe Philbin to Ben McAdoo and the position coaches on the team?
Ball security is probably number one for us. I think we start off every practice, you know, aside from warming up and stretching, when the next thing we do is some type of ball security drill, and usually a couple of them. So it's definitely number one for this offense. And then, you know, to turn it around, it's number one for our defense, is taking the ball away.
How do you think Ben McAdoo is done from dealing with different talents at tight end, from those that line up at wide receiver to fullback and everything in between?
You know, he does a great job of, you know, kind of being able to coach just about every position. It's like, you know, one minute he's pretty much a receivers coach, and then the next an O-line coach. And so he does an amazing job of kind of balancing everything. And, you know, he really has to adjust to a lot of different things on the fly during the game, and he does a great job.
You line up next to Marshall Newhouse on occasion. How do you think he's performed this year in his first year playing, moving from right tackle to left tackle?
As far as I could tell, he's done a great job. You know, when I'm in there and I have the opportunity to, you know, block on his side, whether it's in the run game or the pass game, you know, I'm always confident to have him next to me, and just as much as if Bulaga or Clifton are in there. And I think he's done a fantastic job.
Tom, thank you so much for joining us this morning, as you do every Monday here at Cheesehead TV. We appreciate it, and again, congratulations.
Well, thanks again. I appreciate you having me.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Tom. Packers tight end Tom Crabtree here on Railbird Central. Like I said, as he joins us every Monday, and we are so grateful to have him with us on CheeseheadTV.com. Thanks, Tom. Getting back to the Packers' victory over the San Diego Chargers. You know, we had Packers tight end Tom Crabtree with us, part of the offense that scored 45 points. And again, we come back to the how much can the Packers outscore their opponents. You know, that the offense certainly did their job on Sunday. You know, very few mistakes. We said yesterday on the Cheesehead TV postgame show, maybe you can nitpick about those four sacks the Packers gave up. But other than that, 45 points, hard to nitpick there. And they're overcoming the deficiencies on defense. And I'm reading the comments here on the live blog, people concerned about the D and where the Packers could maybe afford to get better. Aaron Biederman commenting, how much do CM3 and Raji miss Jenkins this year? It's made a huge difference in the stunts they can run. Yeah, I mean, certainly the pass rush is just not getting home, as they say. You know, it's BJ Raji has, what, two sacks this year maybe? And I know one came on a play in which he didn't even make a tackle. I think he just forced, was it Christian Ponder out of bounds? Something like that. Clay Matthews having three sacks this year, none yesterday. You know, for a guy who's had double-digit sacks in each of his first two seasons, you know, he's getting pressure, but you just wish once in a while they'd get those sacks. They'd take them down. Pack fan from Illinois commenting, I was wondering if C.J. Wilson could help out on the pass rush, put him and Wynn or Raji out there in passing downs. Just an idea. He has been out there on occasion. Not as often as Jarius Wynn or B.J. Raji, but C.J. Wilson is out there on occasion. You know, hasn't done anything especially noteworthy, and maybe that's why you don't see him out there as much. You know, I guess it's, you know, you sit here and wait. This could be the week, finally, that Mike Neal returns. Remember last week? Head coach Mike McCarthy saying, Mike Neal, we're hoping, is going to practice this week. So that's as far as the comments went. Said Mike Neal will practice. Didn't say he would play this week. Of course, the Packers getting ready to take on their division rival Vikings, who have a little bit of a nasty pass rush in their own right with Jared Allen. You know, not to mention Brian Robeson on the other side from him in their 4-3 defense. So, you know, the Packers, you know, going to look to get that pass rush somehow, some way, whether it's, you know, from the defensive lineman, from a Mike Neal and a BJ Raji to the outside linebackers, and how they utilize Clay Matthews, which is being debated here on this day after the victory at Cheesehead TV. Comment from Pack Fan from Illinois. Seems like AJ Hawk has been playing with more of a mean streak the past few weeks. I love it. Yeah, you know, from going back to the middle finger to some big hits the past couple weeks, we've seen improved play from AJ Hawk the past couple weeks, which is good. Had a couple missed tackles yesterday on Mike Tolbert, the big Chargers running back, but A.J. Hawk wasn't alone in that regard. I remember Clay Matthews missing a tackle, and I think some defensive backs as well. Aaron Biederman, do you think the amount of plays that Raji is running is severely hindering his pass rush abilities? Would having him in more of a rotation help? Good question. You know, I thought, coming back from the bye after the Packers had some time off, I thought, wow, okay, maybe here we're going to have a big game from BJ Raji. Because it's been debated in the past. You know, he plays a lot of plays. So I thought, wow, you know, they got the week off. Here's a week for him to get fresh. But, you know, BJ Raji was kind of absent yesterday. You know, just kind of invisible. Not that he had any major gaffes, but I mean, wasn't making any tackles, wasn't making any sacks, anything like that, any impact plays, any tackles for a loss. You know, as far as would he be helped by a rotation more than what they do now, we'll find out when Mike Neal finally returns, whether it's this week or in the future. You know, you have to think if Mike Neal is healthy and able to contribute, the Packers are going to be able to rotate more than they do already. It seems like lately the Packers have been kind of finding their groove a little bit with how they're using the defensive linemen. They really experimented early in the year, especially with can Jarius Winn be a three-down defensive lineman? Can he play in both the base, 3-4, and the nickel? And they've kind of gotten away from that now. It's almost a situation where the Packers have Howard Green in there, you know, in the base 3-4 most of the time. They have Jarius Winn next to BJ Raji in obvious passing downs most of the time. And then they kind of rotate the guys from there. You know, C.J. Wilson comes in once in a while. Ryan Pickett stays in the nickel situation when it's kind of situations where they don't know whether they'll run or they'll pass. But, I mean, if it's obvious passing down, it's third and long, you've got Raji and Wynn in there. And you know, almost without a doubt, when they go to the base 3-4, it's Howard Green next to Raji and Raji and Ryan Pickett. Not to say, you know, they do rotate a little bit. C.J. Wilson gets his snaps in both from time to time. But yeah, so, you know, when Mike Neal comes back, they're going to have choices to make. You know, Mike Neal is kind of the type of guy you hope can do both, kind of like a Cullen Jenkins. Can play in the base, can play in the nickel. So, you know, the Packers going to have to make some choices there and you know, make the choice whether he's healthy enough to play as well. So kind of see how that plays out this week. We wait until, I guess, Wednesday is the first day of practice this week when we find out how Mike Neal will do, if he'll participate, and if he will play. Comment from Jamie from South Carolina, or from SC. Is that Southern California? You would say SoCal if it was Southern California, right? Anyhow, comment from Jamie from SC. Was anyone else screaming for Pepra to just go down after the last interception? I was terrified of a fumble. Would have been a disaster. You know, I guess you could argue that. He did a pretty good job, I thought, avoiding people You know, the only time I really thought there was the chance that he could fumble was when he actually got tackled there at the end. You know, it seemed like he did a really good job avoiding. So he avoided as many chargers as possible. So he wasn't really in too much traffic. But maybe at the very end, when he was getting near the goal line, maybe you just take a dive or just take it out of bounds, perhaps. But you know, he didn't fumble, so it's all good. Kyle on the live blog commenting, "I wanted Pepra to take it to the house, just to stick that dagger in a little further." Speaking of daggers, Wayne Larrivee calling the dagger a little early. I heard yesterday. I didn't listen to the radio broadcast. Does anybody out there know at what point Wayne Larrivee gave the dagger? Was it when the Packers went up by 21? You know what? At what point was at what point was that? Was that with the Greg Jennings? Yeah, okay. Aaron Biederman says the Greg Jennings TD gave the dagger, and then the Chargers came back. You know, it's almost one of those things, where, you know, maybe you have to wait, you know, like past 24 points to call the dagger. You know, it's got to be past a three-score game. We saw yesterday a three-score lead, you know, 21 points is not even safe. Maybe you have to wait till, you know, 24. That would be three touchdowns with 3 two-point conversions before you can actually throw it for sure. Obviously, if there's just seconds left in a game and you have a two-score lead or something like that, it's safe. But Kyle commenting, "Whiskey Wayne has dropped the dagger early a couple times this year." He has, including the last game at Minnesota, the game prior to the Chargers game before they had the bye week off. But yeah, the Packers now getting ready for Monday Night Football. So Packer fans have an extra day to watch the NFL action play out on Sunday before the Packers play on Monday. And they look to go 9-0. 9-0. Aaron Biederman commenting again on the live blog, "Despite the fact that it came down to a pick at the end, I never really felt like the game was in doubt, though. Never thought we would lose." So, yeah. The Packers having a close one yesterday and now getting ready for those division rival Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings that should be better, shouldn't they? Man, if you were a Vikings fan, and I'm not, but boy, you'd have to think they would be better this year. You know, with, you know, people can argue that Adrian Peterson's the best running back in the NFL, and perhaps that Jared Allen is the best 4-3 defensive end in the NFL. I mean, you can at least make those arguments. Very few people are going to argue about Adrian Peterson at all. You know, a few people might argue about Jared Allen, but he's certainly in the running, you know. So there you go. I mean, two of the best players at their respective positions, and, you know, but they have issues everywhere in that. Elsewhere in the team, you would have thought that Donovan McNabb would have done a better job keeping the team in the games than he did this year, you know, early on before they made the move to Christian Ponder. And, you know, maybe it's the right move to move on. You got to get Christian Ponder that experience. He can improve unless he has things to learn from. So, you know, that's the experience he goes through, and now the Packers try to stop him again. You know, can Charles Woodson bounce back from what was a you know, a subpar game against the Chargers and make Ponder pay like he did in their last meeting, as Charles Woodson has made rookie quarterbacks pay this year, Cam Newton and Christian Ponder. So we wait for the rematch once again. Thank you, everybody, for joining us here this morning on CheeseheadTV.com for another episode of Railbird Central. We join you every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8 a.m. Central Time. For Jamie Jors, our live blog director today, I'm Brian Kirivu. Thanks for joining us today. We will see you later in the week, and make sure to come back all the time to Cheesehead TV to check out everything out at our website. See you later, everyone. Go Pack Go. I leave you with a song called Nemo from Humphreys McGee on Psy Fidelity Records. See ya.